Why do you think he had so much success tonight against Bobby Hart?
Because... I think because we both was battling, you know, and you know, sometimes you get the better of people sometimes, but I mean overall they a good team, you know. They didn't win 10 games for no reason, and you know, it was just a good night for me.
What did Malcolm's pick six do for you guys?
I did a lot, you know. It definitely came back on them to start how we started last time. We played them 14-0 real quick, and we got on them 14-0 real quick. And then, you know, the game started. Like, the real battle started after that. Like, all the emotions. I was just happy we got up fast, and, you know, we finished on them. And, man, it was just a big relief starting fast like we did.
No sacks, but you guys kept getting in his face. And how mm-hmm. much do you think that contributed to all the turnovers?
That's big, because we know it's all about getting the quarterback off his spot. And, Eli, we don't want them to have 7-on-7 back there, because, you know, they got some great receivers back there, and all he needs is time, and he gonna make every throw, and that's what we tried to take away from him, was his time.
Hey, Brandon, close games have been a problem all year for you guys. What was the difference tonight in that?
We just didn't make too many mistakes. We was all talking out there. We was really having fun out there. I mean, man, it just felt good, because everybody was playing, you know, together collectively. And even when things happened, like when we didn't get the goal line play, fourth down, I mean, hey, we went out there and we accepted the challenge and we wanted to get off the field, and we ended up holding them to three. And, you know, that was big. In the red zone, we definitely held them to three more times than not. And usually, you know, those are touchdowns in our case, because, you know, from a mistake here, a mistake there, we didn't have too many of those this week.
How can you guys build off of this win, you know, going into next season? You know, you were able to close out a close game. How can you build on that?
Just remembering the feeling of when we was in those closing games and we didn't you know, capitalize, and now we capitalize, and now we see if we don't make mistakes and play together and talk out there, I mean, good things can happen.
When you guys play up there against the Giants, you gave up a bunch of big plays. Why do you think that was?
Because I just think it was just we, you know, we really focused in. We really, you know, we was loose. You know, I just think. We started slow last time. They went up 14 on us. We kind of hung in there, and we fought back. But we didn't have to fight back from a big lead. They jumped on us. We jumped on them first, and, you know, it kind of gave us that momentum.
How huge was the overturning that fourth, that play where Beckham tried to reach the ball, and how huge was that calling for the replay? And then they get the legal procedure penalty. And all.
Yeah, that was big, man. I mean, you know, like I say, in those moments, it's usually us that make those mistakes, but it's not us this time. So just happy that we all was out there talking and communicating, and we didn't make that many mistakes this game.